News from the Foster trial. Gang hunted their real target after Chris was stabbed. Court hears from Dorman and Chris's friend, who was with him on the fatal night. A gang went looking for the right target after the wrong man was stabbed to death in a botched revenge attack, a court heard. Devoted dad, Chris Foster, had stepped outside St Christopher's Inn in Borough High Street for a cigarette with his friend, when the 34-year-old was knifed from behind by a gang of up to 7 armed men. Chris was rushed to the Royal London Hospital, but died just over an hour later from catastrophic internal injuries, leaving behind his 4-year-old daughter, Christina, his mum and dad, and his 2 brothers. The court previously heard how Chris had been mistaken for another man, Harry Sanders, who was drinking in the same bar and had allegedly slashed one of the gang, Aidan Salil, in the face months earlier. Mohammed Alamani, 30, and Ricky Huggins, 30, a jobbing actor who recently appeared in a film with Ewan McGregor, are both accused of being part of the mob that killed Mr. Foster. Leaving Mr. Foster for dead, the gang then allegedly ran after their intended victim. Moments after the attack, Mr. Saunders was seen running for his life and sought refuge in nearby Bulish's bar in Borough High Street, it said. The bouncers at the bar hid him inside before confronting the gang, who was still brandishing a knife and baseball bats, the jury at the Old Bailey heard. Dorman Carol Domingala told the court how he had refused to let the men inside and told them their target had run round the corner. Earlier last week, Danny Murphy, who held Chris in his arms after he was stabbed, told the court how the attack came completely out of the blue. "We turned to go back into the pub. I went to the door first. As far as I knew, Chris was behind me," Danny told the jury at the Old Bailey. "One of them shouted out, 'Who fucking wants it?' He was reaching for something in his pocket. They were moving faster and faster towards us, fanning out. I didn't see what happened to Chris. I heard him say, 'What? Why did you do that?' I kind of guessed that he'd got hit by a cosh. He came through the door and he was still standing. I assumed he'd been smacked from behind." But Danny then realised his friend had been seriously injured. "I knew Chris very well. He wouldn't moan unnecessarily. He was not in a good way. I could tell when he got through the door. It was completely out of the blue," he added. Atash Lissani, 33, Trenton Road, Bermondsey, pleaded guilty to murder on the first day of the trial and now faces life behind bars. But the charge of murder was dropped against the other 5 men. Ali Lissani, 38, of Nevenden Road, Basildon, Billy Dove, 29, of Setchell Way, Bermondsey, and Rocky Djeral, 34, of Layard Road, Bermondsey, all pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit grievous bodily harm against the intended target, Mr. Sanders, and await sentencing when the case concludes. 2 other defendants, Joanna Stevens, 33, and Michael Gore, 54, are accused of helping 2 of the gang escape after the attack. Gore is said to have ferried Huggins away from the scene near London Bridge, while Stevens is accused of taking another murder suspect, Aidan Salil, to Heathrow the day after the stabbing. Dove of Setchell Way, Bermondsey, Huggins of Dunlop Place, Bermondsey, Dalal of Layard Road, Bermondsey, Ali Lissani of Nevenden Road, Basildon, and Alimani of Aidan Crescent, Canary Wharf, all previously denied murder. Gore of Manor Estate, Bermondsey, and Stevens of Freen Street, Bermondsey, both deny perverting the course of justice. The trial continues.